colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
Stretch Taylor's Ghetto Heaven Show, 9 till midnight UK time, each and every Tuesday night, bringing the essence back and bringing real music back to the table. The classy side of urban music here, exclusively on Colourful Radio on DAB and now worldwide on colourfulradio.com. Now then, we've truly had some great guests up here in the studio recently, including Joe, Eric Benet, newcomer Melanie Fiona, and independent soul acts Darian and Eric Rico. Plus, in forthcoming weeks, we have interviews with legends Leon Ware and Leroy Burgess. But tonight, we have another great artist to add to that list. Tonight, we have somebody that has been a pioneer of urban music here in the UK for the past 13 years or so. And along with Misha Paris, has been at the forefront, trailblazed and represented the soul scene for the ladies during that time. It gives me great pleasure tonight to bring somebody that not only holds the coveted MBE from the Queen, numerous music awards including 3 Mobos, toured with Prince, Jamiroquai and Take That, has won platinum album, 4 gold albums and has had 13 top 40 hits and is a TV star as well to boot. But she also does a tremendous amount of work for charity and is a fabulous role model for the kids. Tonight the Ghetto Heaven Show here on Colourful Radio brings you critically acclaimed songwriter, producer and singer, and in the words of one of her biggest hits, she really has made it back in 2009. We welcome Beverly Knight MBE.
Hey, that's an intro, isn't it? Christ,
took me ages. So welcome to Colourful Radio, Beverly. How are you today?
You right? I'm good. I'm good. Well, thanks, yes. Good.
Now, we're all about the music here on the station.
Oh, yes.
It's all about the music. Before we go any further, let's get straight into it, yeah? Let's talk about your brand new music and your new single, Every Step. So, do you want to break that down?
Well, Every Step is like a buzz track to kind of precede the main first single before that drops a bit later on.
Yeah.
It's kind of one for the, how can I put it, for the grown-up heads, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the guys
who
have been doing this and feeling music for years and go back, back into time.
Yeah.
It's produced by Jam and Lewis, and if you're kind of a newbie, you'd be like, Jam and Lewis, who's Jam? Wow, they held up the entire career of Janet Jackson.
Absolutely.
Without them, there'd be no Janet Jackson. Alexander O'Neill can say the same thing.
Yeah.
And various other people, Whitney and loads of other people they've looked after, and recently Chaka Khan as well.
Yeah.
And we got together with them and wrote this song and Every Step, and they produced it. And it kind of reminds me, in terms of its vibe, of like Lucy Pearl, Don't Mess With My Man, or R. Kelly's Happy People. Okay. It's that kind
of... feel-good factor.
Feel-good, kind of chilled-out summer. Mm, so,
So what's it like then to work with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis?
Oh my goodness. God, let me tell you.
Did you just get on the phone and say, yeah, boys?
Do you know what? and that's kind of how it did happen.
Really?
Excuse me while I drop a little name. So basically we got together because Chaka Khan, who I've known a number of years, kind of did the verbal introduction thing. And she was like to the lads, you know, oh, you should work with this girl, she's really good, blah, blah, blah. And I got a phone call from Terry Lewis, and we were just talking about music for absolutely ages on the phone.
Yeah.
And he invited me over to their studios in Los Angeles in Santa Monica.
Wow.
And so I was so excited. I couldn't quite believe I was on the plane going to their studio.
Yeah.
And got in the studio with them, and it was one of the best and one of the most amazing eye-opening studio sessions I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like a masterclass, you know?
Yeah.
It was truly...
perfection, no doubt.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it was truly amazing.
Yeah.
Really something.
So they've produced the first single from the new album, which is going to be called 100%, is it?
No, let me rewind that.
Rewind selector.
We'll just pretend that didn't happen.
No, I didn't
No, basically, they've produced Every Step. That's their contribution to the record.
Yes.
But the album, yes, is called 100%.
Yes.
So, and the Every Step is, I'm just careful about using the word single, because the first proper single is Beautiful Night.
Okay.
This is more like a buzz track, so
for the streets.
Yeah, this is for the heads, you know.
Okay.
So sorry, I thought I better rectify that, just back that up. So we'll just pretend I'll come again with that one.
So other producers on the album then?
Oh, yeah.
You working with the guys you had before, like 2B3 and...
Well, I did. You mentioned 2B3. Even though they're not on this album, no. I did a project with 2B3, which is called The Prodigals.
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you mentioned it because it's so worthwhile, that project, you know. The whole, the film, the little short feature film that's hopefully going out, rolling out to all the schools in the London area. Hopefully nationwide. And me and 2B3 did two tracks. A song called No Place Like Home, which is like the mantra of the message, you know, keeping kids at home before they go out there and get into all kinds of trouble on the streets, you know. And then the jump off song, which we did together, was called Get Ready. And of course, when you see The Prodigals, it's like The Prodigals poster, and then it says, "Are you ready?" underneath. You know, are you ready to step into adulthood, you know? So those are the things that I did with 2B3, which was just a real honour to be asked to be a part of that, you know, because I'm kind of at the age, dare I say it, where I could be mum to some of these kids that are trying to leave home now, and you know, before they're ready, and you know, there's a lot of dangers out there that await them that they're probably not quite.
Yeah, very interesting project.
Yeah, very interesting, really interesting project. Yeah. So, again, I was really proud to be asked to be a part of that.
You know what? That's a good link. So, without further ado, we're going to hit you with three joints back to back here on Colourful. I was going to say the single, the street single, Every Step from the forthcoming album, 100%. And we're going to get into Get Ready and No Place Like Home as well.
Fabulous.
Beverly Knight here on interview exclusively on Colourful Radio on DAB and worldwide. Colourfulradio.com on Stretch Taylor's Get O Heaven Show. Keep it here, Colourful.
Colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
Back on the other side, Beverly, just a quick chat about those tracks. We gave you Every Step and the two tracks back-to-back, Get Ready, No Place Like Home. Now, just going back to the new album, 100%, it's going to be your sixth studio album?
It's the sixth studio album. Yeah. If you discount the hits album, this will be the actual sixth proper studio record.
Yeah. So I understand you're going back to more your old sort of vibe, like flavour of the old school.
It's much more of a contemporary soul R&B record. Like the last album was very seriously old school, like Sam Cooke old school. You know what I mean?
Good. It's very good.
Thank you. It was from a bygone era, if you like, and me kind of referencing that. Something I needed to get out of my system. But for this record, I wanted to go, you know, right up to date with something that had much more of a contemporary sound to it. Still kind of reflecting, you know, the soul, the kind of the grown-up edge, you know, seeing as I'm a bit older now.
No, you're not.
But still, you know, with a nod to the heads, you know. So it's that kind of a record. So if you liked Prodigal Sister, that album, you know, and you like some of the joints off of Who I Am, and obviously like the very first album, B-Funk, this record is definitely for you.
Now, something else interesting that's hit me as well is that you obviously had the long deal with Parlophone Records.
Yes.
And now you've hooked up. Is this your own label, Hurricane Records, this album's coming out on?
My own label.
So you got control.
I have control, and it's not just about the control. It's about the fact that creatively I can just go off and do whatever I want to do, you know. 2B3 phone me and say, let's do a thing together for Prodigals, and I can just go off and do it. There's not a load of red tape and nonsense.
Oh, I see. So it's a lot easier to do that.
It's just easy to pick up a phone to someone and say, let's do something and get on with it. And obviously, you know, to go back to the control issue, when you're signed to a major label, as much as you are trying to retain as much creativity as you can, it's a major label. They just want to sell records, you know. And so there are certain things you end up compromising on, and there's always a fight. can't lie, of course. There is always a scrap, there's always a battle.
Colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
Just going back quickly as well, we've been playing Get Ready. We played it a few months ago. It's such an uplifting song from this album called The Prodigals, which we said before the tracks, it's got like, it's a soundtrack album.
Yeah.
And it's to a film. This is a film. It's like an educational film for people that haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's you hit the nail on the head. It's about talking to kids who are not really kids, but they're not really adults either. So we're talking like, you know, 16 and 17 years of age, just at that leaving school kind of area where sometimes you feel like you're too big to be in your parents' house, you know, because it's all a bit much and stuff's going on, which is hard to deal with. But yet, in real terms, out on the road, you'd struggle, you know?
Yeah.
And it's saying that as tough as it is at home, it might be just the best place for you until you are totally ready to take on the big bad world, because it ain't easy.
No. So it's a bit of guidance for the...
Bit of guidance, you know? Just showing a bit of love, really.
Yeah.
Just saying, you know, it's that generation thing. Sometimes you don't always get what your parents are banging on about, and, you know, parents just don't understand and all that kind of stuff. But
it's a positive thing for you to be involved with.
Totally. I really felt it because whilst I'm not a mother yet, there's a lot of women my age who are mothers to, you know, 15 and 16 years of age kids, you know, and I feel very much a part of that generation. I feel like, you know, I want to show these kids love because kids are getting a bad rep out there. And I think it's harder now to be that age than it was when I was that age, certainly. You know, it's hard, and it's just trying to show a bit of love to the kids out there.
At this point in time, and considering it's my first interview of you, actually, it would be a bit rude not to talk and actually celebrate your career, because, you know, it's been quite a sizable career now, hasn't it? So we're going to take it back.
Yeah, do it.
Now, your debut in what, 95 was a B-Funk album?
That's right.
And but briefly, how did it start for you? Was you struggling up until that point, until you did your first record in 95, or was there a long period before that?
There was, well, I signed the deal in 94, and in 94 I was just coming into my final year of university, so I signed this deal. I didn't actually understand much about the music industry. All I knew is I wrote songs and I sung them. Yeah. The end. Yeah. So I signed a songwriting deal and a recording deal, and that came about because back years ago, people used to be spotted. A&R scouts used to actually go and find talent in clubs or pubs or wherever, you know, doesn't happen anymore.
No.
those days is gone.
Things have changed. The game's changed.
The game done changed. So I was spotted singing in a club in Wolverhampton, where I'm originally from, and was asked to, you know, come and audition a few songs, basically to see if I was worth getting a deal. And came down to the Big Bad Smoke and did a little showcase for the prospective label, and they signed me straight away. So I had this weird situation where I was writing my first album in 94 and writing my dissertation for my degree at the same time. I didn't sleep.
Hard work.
But
it's all worthwhile now.
It was so worthwhile. Flavour of the Old School hit the streets at the very tail end of 94, and then got officially released in 95, and the B-Funk followed in 95 as well. And I mean, it was the first thing I'd ever done, you know, and it just went. It just went, and that was the beginning. And you know, that's 15 years ago now, and I just think, sometimes I think, God, that's absolutely years ago, and then other times I think, oh, it was just the other day.
Seems like yesterday.
You know? But I'm proud of that stretch. I'm really proud of it. It's not easy. Hopefully, you know, there's a lot of other people who are gonna follow, you know, in my wake, and you know, people like Omar and Misha and that. And just come along and have long-standing careers as well. I hope so. Really hope so.
So it's time to take it back then.
Yeah.
We're going to hit you with two joints back-to-back.
Yeah.
Flavour of the Old School, of course. And My favourite, Made It Back.
Oh, fantastic.
Colourful Radio, our special guest tonight, Beverly Knight, MBE.
Wicked. Colourful
music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
So looking back now and taking stock of your career, what's it like to have won, you know, MOBO awards, and you've got platinum and gold albums as well?
It's funny because certainly when I came into the industry, all you wanted to do was be in the position to sing and write and perform. And that was the achievement for me, the fact that I was there doing it. When things come along, like awards and that, no matter how many you may win or get nominated for, they still take me by surprise. I'm still like, oh my God, you know. It's a shock, you know, still. And I only kind of, it only really sinks in when, you know, I look on the cupboard and there they are sitting there. I'm like, oh God. That's nice, isn't it? I think the biggest shock of the lot had to have been the MBE.
Yeah, I was just going to get onto that.
Oh,
what was it like meeting Mom?
Oh, my God. She's tiny. She's
Queenie,
little.
Queenie.
I mean, I'm not tall. You know, I cheat. I wear heels almost all the time. But she is tiny.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, I need to be on my best behaviour. My mum and dad were with me as well, and I was all worried about, do I bow, do I curtsy? I'm supposed to walk backwards, never turn my back on her, and all this kind of rigmarole. But it was great. It was really, 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 you know, an amazing experience to be in Buckingham Palace, you know, and being in front of the Queen. It was something I never, ever, ever would have expected to have happened. Yeah. So, yeah, it's...
When you made that first record, you'd have never thought...
Hell no! You know?
If somebody would have told you as well 15 years ago that, say, by 2009, you'd have sung with idols like Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, and, you know, supported Prince, what would you have said to them?
I'd have laughed in their face, particularly the Prince one, because Prince, as most people who know even a bit about me, they know I love shoes and they know that I love Prince. And Prince is my idol. Yeah. And if you had told me I'd be in his house singing with him alongside Stevie Wonder, I would have been like, you are so lying.
I'm dreaming.
Exactly. Okay. So, yeah, just amazing.
Okay. Touring would take that. It must have been good fun.
It was a laugh. It was a laugh. Again, something completely unexpected, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what they do is very much in that pop area.
Yeah.
And then what I do is, it obviously has pop to it, but it's not, you know, overt like what they do. But somehow, we managed to have a similar kind of audience, you know. Women who are responsive and receptive to what I'm doing. And it worked. Weirdly enough, it totally worked. And then I jumped on and did Relight My Fire, so that was a bonus. Because, of course, I remember, Lolita Holloway screaming down that. Of course, the kids will remember Yalulu. But for me, it was about stepping into her shoes and having a go. It was great.
I know we got to obviously cut the interview short, but thanks for spending time with us.
Oh, it's a
Beverly.
Pleasure.
Just want to mention a couple of things quickly.
Yeah.
Your charity work.
Yeah,
admire
sure.
you a lot for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I do what I can.
Yeah.
If you've got the voice, you've got the platform,
yeah.
I'd be stupid not to use it, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's nice to see you doing that, yeah.
Yeah, try and give back, you know.
Yeah. I understand you've got a radio show as well on Radio 2, so I'm going to have to watch my position.
It's gospel. I'm really taking it back to my roots. Yeah. It's a gospel show. That's where I come from. That's where it started. So it's a gospel show on Radio 2. Yeah.
Before we go, have you got any live dates lined up to support the album?
You know I have. If there's one thing you can guarantee with me, it's that you're going to see me on stage. And I am touring from November onwards, all around the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be finishing up in 2010 in April, 7th of April, I think, at the Royal Albert Hall.
Lovely.
So if you want to put on your best frock. come and see me at the Royal Albert Hall.
So before we go, one word for your fans.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for 15 years of support and love. And I just hope I can give you another 15 years of music and I can take you with me. Thank you so much.
Beverly, I've never heard anyone say actually a bad word about you in the game. And that says a lot, yeah? I admire your longevity in the game and personally wish you all the best with this new album, 100%.
Oh, thank you
very
much.
It takes some guts to come out and do it independently after a career this long. And I look forward to supporting the album strong for you when it hits the streets as
well.
Thank you. Beverly Knight, you're a role model. Thank you for taking the time out on the Ghetto Heaven show today with me, Streps Taylor, here on Colourful Radio. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.